Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Juju Gotti, by Black Trey, Big Jerv, Jay Skills. We got a hell of a show for you guys today. We're going to talk about bedbugs. That shit really sucks, don't it? Strip clubs. Oh, the topic that just doesn't go away. What do you do on a date when your date orders 48 goddamn oysters? Right, as well as the fantasy football update. I know y'all are really excited to figure out what's happening. I'm gonna just tease y'all right now. There's a name that's for a certain group in the standings. You don't want to miss this. But first, www.patreon.com/countthedings. Join in, sign up. That's where you get access to the rewatchingtons that we do for Cinephobe. That's where we do the Cinephobe special edition episodes. That's where we do the OG podcast. We do the Discord. We do so many things over there. You don't want to miss it. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are a Patreon signed up and locked in. All right, let's get it started. Juju dropped the new album last week.
The Bed Bug Nigga, right?
So okay, I don't know about the Bed. Give me. You gotta get me up to speed with this nigga.
All right, so no, it's not even a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Jerv, I'm gonna need you to bleep the name when I. No, right now I'm a bossing over right real quick just to get the story. Ready?
This is someone we know.
You ready?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, so. Nigga, I can't go out there. It's nigga shit.
Let me tell you, as a nigga who had bed bugs, I don't know if I would wish that on my worst enemy. That shit is the worst thing that ever happened to me.
Wow. I had anxiety, life, bro. My nigga. I had anxiety having that shit, bro.
Bro, I had to move out of the spot I was in. I was in a little janky spot, like renting a room or whatever. So I was like in my early 20s. You feel me? I was like 22, 23 in Hollywood, renting a room in this like apartment building in Hollywood or whatever.
Nigga got gross, by the way.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
It's gross ass.
And so I got bed bugs, but didn't know at first. You feel me? I was just like itching, like hella itchy on my legs, my back, you know what I'm saying? My arms and shit. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? But then it was like every time I would take a shower, like the itching would kind of go away, or I would have this like weird sensation. And I was like, what the fuck? So I was dealing with that shit for a couple weeks, then went to the doctor, nigga, because then I kind of figured out, all right, it's bed bugs. You feel me? Went to the doctor and they was like, I just kept going online, basically. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I just kept going
online. And that's low key the worst thing to do. It's damn near WebMD.
Yeah, because it's like, you can't really see them, you know, like the ones that they've been showing online, like you could see, but the ones that I had or whatever, like I couldn't see them.
I seen them. Yeah. They like red. They like a red burgundy color. They circle. They small. And
they small as fuck.
When you kill them, more come.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I had a family member with an old couch and, they didn't tell. My cousin was laughing at me. He said, "You slept on that couch?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Man, I think I got allergic reaction." He started laughing. He said, "Hey, she didn't tell you she got bed bugs." I said, "What?" Right? And I had all my clothes sitting because I had just came from my sister's crib. I was visiting my sister's crib, and I came down to Portland, and I sat my shit there, and it was all in my clothes, bro.
I didn't know the whole time.
So I ended up staying with this family member until I got on my feet. And
gave them the shit.
No. They're the ones it was in the house. I did not know that.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I didn't pass it to nobody. But the thing was, I was having bites, how Jason explained it.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, they bite in three. So it's like a trail, like you'll see it. And I kept looking online. Bro, it got to a point where
harmonizing.
I was sleeping in my uncle's car just to get a good night rest.
Yeah, bro. Like I had, so when I moved out of the apartment, like I had to go stay at my grandmother's house for like 2 months, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Before I even thought about getting myself a whole new like solo apartment and shit. And I was just in the room and I felt bad, you know, I felt terrible because like, I had to go come to my grandmother's house or whatever. Like, nigga, that shit was so whack. And I just basically stayed in the room. And like, so when I went to the doctor, nigga, the doctor basically told me like there wasn't nothing they could do. Like, that's the fucked up part about bed bugs. Like, it ain't no
Camelot, no lotion and some shit. You gotta get rid
of everything, right? Like, you gotta get rid of it. Yeah.
So, this is the crazy part. So, at the time, like, I was like an influencer before an influencer thing was even big. And so Nike had given me.
Man, you got bed bugs.
Then Nike had given me jacket. I had a Destroyer jacket, two of them. Actually, one they made me, a Kobe one. Like I had a bunch of shoes. Nigga, I had like 50 pair of shoes.
What? Yeah. You gotta toss them.
You gotta toss everything, bro. Like,
you can't fumigate them bitches.
No, bro.
Nah, you gotta get rid of everything.
They get into the seams and shit.
Yeah, bro. You gotta get literally. I got rid of my bed, all my clothes, all my shoes. Nigga, I had Jordans, Kobe's, nigga, everything. I just left it all there.
I would have had to go on StockX and.
Hey, I would have been
that nigga, man. Like, barely worn.
That's what I'm saying.
Now you spreading it across the United States? Fuck.
Yeah, that would have been sick.
Be that nigga, man.
I just felt like I was literally in the ninth circle of hell. And I was like, man, I just got to, like, remove myself from all this shit.
I just realized what you're talking about, Trey. I saw the Reddit post that the nigga said he hate France. And so he just attacked France. Wow, go ahead, Jason. My bad.
Nah, but yeah, so that, you know, I had to do all that shit. Then there is some sort of like cream or something that you could get, and like you got to put it all over your body and then sleep in it and then shower and then do it again. And like I did that shit for like a week, and then it finally like kind of went away. But yeah, man, that shit was just the worst like shit imaginable, bro. Like, so I can't imagine if that shit was really an epidemic around America or anywhere else, like, niggas would be fucked up because can't do shit.
That's a hating-ass nigga, by the way.
This is how I moved to Arizona.
Because of bed bugs?
Hear me out.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for your eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
I start seeing this girl online. I said, yo, move to Portland. She said, nah. I told her my situation. She made me get rid of everything. Smart though. Yeah. Even my fucking laptop had to be in a pillowcase sealed and left in her trunk because that's how that shit is. That's how crazy that shit is, nigga. Like, that shit is so, I'm talking about to the point where you can't sleep. Even if they're not there, you think they're there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it is the most, I wouldn't, like Jason said, I wouldn't wish that shit on nobody, right? What happened was, the craziest thing, my family member's house allegedly burnt down, bro. It burnt down. They end up getting a new crib. It burnt down.
I don't know.
Because they actually booked somebody for who actually set arson to this like building. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, nigga, you don't say that shit out loud.
No. But I'm saying they got the person. But I'm saying, what if it was because the fucking bed bugs was the nigga just tried to end it all over there. Right. You know what I'm saying? I don't fucking
terrorizing the nigga. But that's how bad it feels, though, because
that's how bad it is, because it affects not only one person, it affects everybody. Like, nigga, if you sit your bag down, you can't bring it to somebody else's house because you'd be like, yo, that's the bed bug, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, nigga.
Bro.
Like,
that's the worst, scariest shit ever, bro. Is like to be thought of as a bed bug, nigga. Like, imagine
that's the dirtiest shit you possibly.
You are the dirtiest nigga on earth. Like, oh, this nigga got bed bugs.
And the craziest thing is, you can't even spot them if you could prove like they not there or not.
Yeah.
So you just got to trash everything at that point.
That's it. That's the only way.
That is the most devastating.
I don't know why these niggas exist, bro.
Yeah, for real. Like,
I still don't understand the purpose of why they fucking exist.
Why isn't there a bomb we can use at this point? Like, what?
Because, like, I remember my grandma told me, like, yeah, if you soak your clothes and you do this, I'm like, that shit ain't working, dog. I'm still bit up. Nigga.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I tried all the remedy. I was online every day.
Like, everything, imagine it to me. You trying to save your favorite shit. You know it's not ever coming back.
No, you know, it's crazy. It's like being in a zombie apocalypse, except instead of people, it's like your clothes. I'm like, come on, man. It's still me, baby. You don't remember the time we bagged them bitches on the boulevard with nothing? We even had no car. Nothing. Hey. It was just me and you.
Hey, you know the crazy
shit?
Sorry,
I have to do it. Like, don't. Yeah. Come on, man.
Wesley Snipes. Yeah.
Hey, the crazy shit.
My brother's keeper.
My t-shirt's keeper.
I had all this designer shit. I had to give it away. I had all that designer shit. I had to give all that shit away. I had
a Louis backpack, nigga, all kind of shit.
Here's my next question. If you take them shits and you put them somewhere, like you seal them up, put them somewhere.
They supposed to kill them.
Lot, right? Like, what are they going to eat?
But again, you don't want to take the chance. You don't want to take the chance.
After you get infected, you don't want to take no risk of.
Like, it's
everything.
That crazy that like you'd rather, in order to be 100% sure, you'd rather get rid of all your shit,
all of it,
than to trust this remedy. Which I'm not trying to act like, you know, whatever. Than to trust this remedy and the fact that shit could come back. Yeah. That's crazy.
All you have to do is let one in the crib, bro. One.
Gee, one. That's crazy, man.
And think about this. I'll be watching everybody's story.
Wait, hold on. One in the crib. Who's that one fucking in order to create more?
Well, yeah, what they need.
I don't know what it is, bro, but they multiply ASAP, right? My thing is, I've been watching everybody's
priority
story.
Fucking pregnant.
Jerf, I've been watching everybody's story that went to Paris. You're not getting, I'm not hugging your
For
ass.
Real?
Nigga, what? Nigga, I'm watching all that shit.
Is it possible this nigga on Reddit was just talking shit and didn't actually do nothing?
No. Nigga, they traveling everywhere, nigga.
Wait, no, did he actually do the shit is what I'm saying. You just assuming he did because he said he did. Like, it might be just a nigga on Reddit talking shit.
I don't
in, like,
know.
Louisville or some shit like that. You know,
I don't know.
In France. I think it's in Arkansas.
That shit is everywhere, though. But, like, niggas that went to Paris Fashion Show, they all came back here.
Did they come back with bed bugs?
Yes, nigga. Oh, that's the thing.
It's real.
Then that shit is real. Oh, we have proof.
Yeah, nigga, don't say I don't know if it's real. That shit is real. Niggas came back with bed bugs.
Yeah, so like niggas is like, now I'm like,
I need to go on some pages before homecoming because I know some of these fuckers went to Paris.
You know what I'm saying? And
I'm doing research before homecoming, nigga. I ain't okay, Jerv, these motherfuckers. Jerv,
hold on. Let's say, what if it's Rihanna? You just gonna say no because she got bed bugs? You just gonna say no to Riri, bro?
I mean, hey, listen, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Jason, go get the caps. Jason, go get the caps.
There's no cap. There's no cap. I'm just gonna have to. Hold on. I'm on the road. If I'm on the road, I'll do what I gotta do, and I'll just leave everything behind.
She's coming to the crib. She said, "Jerv, I've just got back from France.
Hotel. She would never come to the crib. There's too many people around here. I wouldn't want her to be seen. Safety concerns. We need to go to like a low key hotel or something.
Jerv, there must be something going on. All the hotels are booked." I can't find a single hotel or Airbnb in the greater Philadelphia area. And I'm so horny. I don't want to get on another flight or whatever. This shit has to happen right now.
I got to be the... Why you put me in this predicament? Because I know you would do the same exact thing. Fuck it. I guess I just got to get new furniture and shit. My nigga, like, this is a once in a lifetime thing. It's not like she's in my Rolodex.
We're going to set this aside.
I'm trying to figure out any way possible, brother. Like, you know what I'm saying? If we stayed in like the living room, would that be okay? Like, do I just got to get rid of the living room shit? Or like, is the whole crib done, Jason?
I don't know. Like, if she comes to your crib, I'm assuming it's not like the bed bugs are like, no, no. I'm good here in the living room. I'm not going to see the kitchen.
Listen, man. We've all done some risky things in our lives, right? She may not have them, right? But I can tell you one thing is 100% sure. This opportunity is not going to present itself ever again. Because I'm not even sure how the fuck it got in the mix the first time. So I got at least, But you hold up. Would you hold up, bro? You're not supposed to make me the thirsty bed bug nigga.
I asked the question.
I'm the thirsty bed bug nigga.
And there's your episode name.
The thirsty bed bug nigga.
Well, that's gonna do it for us here at Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Shout out to Juju. Shout out to Jerv. Shout out to Jason. Shout out to Trey. Remember. Patreon.com/countthedings. Be a Patreon. We got some new shit we might be unveiling over the next few weeks or so. So you definitely want to stay tapped in there. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.